Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
We bless you, Lord. You've done everything for us. We bless your name, Jesus.
What have you, Lord?
We thank you.
Oh, what have you not done, Daddy? Because by grace you made us who we are. By grace you made us who we are. Because we are who we are. By grace. By grace you made me who I am. By grace. You made me who I am. I am who I am. By grace. Daddy, by grace. You made me who I am. By grace. You made me who I am. I am who I am. By grace.
Can we just thank Him? Let's just bless Him. We thank Him. Bless your name, Jesus.
You are good. Hallelujah. You are good. You are good. Hallelujah, you are good. Everybody, help me say, Ikubulula. Hallelujah, you are good. You are good.
See your argument about it, Jesus. You are good. We have experienced your goodness. We are embodiment of your goodness. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Thank you, choir. 1 Corinthians 16:9. Please just get ready to pray. Just pray. For a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Ecclesiastes 6 verse 1 and 2. A wide door for effective work has been opened for me. But there are many adversaries. Not there is an adversary. There are many adversaries. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun. And it lies heavy on mankind. When I read the Bible, I really want to understand the words. I dwell on the words somehow. Look at it. He said, this sin is heavy on mankind. A man to whom God gives wealth, possessions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing of all that he desires. Yet God does not give power to enjoy them, but a stranger enjoys them. This is vanity. It is a grievous evil. I shared with them in the first service one of my unforgettable experiences when I was in UNILAG. Was on a graduation day that one of the graduates was coming to school for the graduation with the he's not wearing gown, he's whatever I got in his hand with a cap in the other hand, and at the gate a car brake failed and came and cleared him at the gate of a university. He didn't enter the university for the graduation. God gives wealth, possession, honor, graduation certificate, and does not give him the power to enjoy it. A wide door has been opened. A great and effective door. The expectation that he has prayed for has been opened. But at that finishing line, there was an enemy. Israel, arise, leave Egypt. I'm taking you to the promised land. They were by the promised land. And Moses said, stand up, go. Go and check the land. Go and check. How is the land? And they went. And they came back. And their words changed. And the Bible says, the Lord told them, as many of you that cried against me, that went to see the land, they've gone to see that land. But they did not enter it. If you're a business person, you will have encounter with many people that come to your shop to order things. Say, I'm expecting some money, I will come back. I came to check first. How much is this? How much is that? How much is this? My brother promised. They're about to pay the money. They're about to do this thing. And you have called the person and said, customer, we are still waiting. You don't understand that some things have happened at the edge of the breakthrough, at the edge of it. Something has happened. On the eve of the miracle, some have a dream. I have a brother that called me early one morning. Pastor, have you brought your room? What is it? He said, I have a dream. You are not the first person that will have a dream now. He said, this is my sixth or seventh interview. He said, I always pass the test. But whenever I'm about to write the interview, I have a dream of a woman, of me having a sex with a woman in the dream. And after I have that dream, no matter what I do at the interview, they don't call me. He said, but for this particular one, I intentionally read. And I said I was not going to sleep. I woke up 12 and was reading. I was not going to sleep. So from 12, I will go to the whatever will happen with sleep. He said, bro, you're 5, I just doze off. He said, when I doze off, I had that dream. Bros, he didn't get the job. I've shared with you of a friend, one of my guys, that wanted to go to UK. I'm laying some background for you to know and for you to think also in your life that many times at the edge of our breakthrough, there are some battles. Was about to go to UK. The brother, the friend, the closest friend had already got a visa, and I think he has left at that time. But his own, every wahala, we have to pray for everything. Then they gave him the what do we call it? The visa. All the certificates he submitted with visa, he put it in the car, pick it from something Christian. Where do you something Christian that we pick all those things? What's the Christian term? Carried it from Usetu and said, let me quickly go shopping. Since he was supposed to have resumed maybe 3 days before, and then he was late. Oh, let me go shopping. So he went shopping to buy things. By the time he came back, the car has been bought good. Primary, secondary, tertiary, whatever day, certificate, birth certificate, passport, everything taken away. At the edge of a breakthrough. I was in my office due for promotion. We wrote the promotion exam, passed. Did interview, did presentation, case study, did everything. They sent me my result and said, this is the cutoff, you have crossed, you have passed. So we are waiting for the board to sit on the papers. People have started congratulating me. When the office board meeting was going on, we were waiting. At the board meeting, everything changed and turned against me. My colleagues were all promoted. They brought some technicalities and said, which I struggled with for like 3 years about it. At the edge of it, the morning, people were congratulating me. In the evening, people were pitying me. What did you do? Do you know who you will call? And we that have nobody to call, that can only call up. There are battles at the edge of breakthroughs. We come here by the anointing of the Lord this morning, and we terminate every dragon waiting against you at the edge of your breakthrough, at the promised land, in the name of Jesus. Did you remember Rachel? Pretty girl. The Bible called her fair. Jacob saw her and said, I was going to marry you. But today I don't have time for Jacob, because I want to analyze how you negotiate 7 years labor for bride price. Then I love. But let's not talk about love today. I believe the wedding ceremony and the dancing was done during the day. I believe when they were saying, who do you want to marry? She chose the right person. I believe they did bridal dance and all cultural dance together. I believe she danced with her maiden all together. But when it came to the consummation of a marriage, it was there that was founded. On the wedding day, in the morning, in the afternoon, people were congratulating her. By night, the following day, the man, because of love, served another 7 days. So I need you to know that he served 14 years for Rachel. Not 7 for Leah and 7 for Rachel. It looks as if it's 7 for Leah and 7 for Rachel, but it's 14 for Rachel. Now, see. Now, Jacob has worked hard. Now, wanted to leave the father. They were running away. What did Rachel do? He carried one small idol. Maybe it was a chain. Maybe it was a design. Maybe it was a sculpture. Whatever. She carried one. Right. They were supposed to have escaped. She carried something that made the father to run, about to cross the brook. The father called them up with them. Then God, she was menstruating and hid the thing somewhere. Now look at that also. He came to let us give birth. Leah was giving birth. He was giving the maid to the husband to impregnate. Then God had mercy on her. She had Joseph. Before you know it, she was pregnant with Benjamin. When she was about to give birth to Benjamin, people say, thank God, God has given me two. She died at that point. She was almost there. She never got it. Hey, the contract, you have won it. In fact, for some of you, they gave you the letter. There was no cash backing for it. Contract without cash backing. Now, paper. I've shared with you many times about when I was recruited, some of us were divided into batch A, batch B. Thank God I was in batch A. Batch A, we resumed. Batch B are still waiting for their letter till now, 12 years after. They replaced all of them with different set of people. They never resumed. We were called together. They divided us into two. Because the class will not be too large, let's do induction for you first Friday. Then we do for another batch. There are war and battles at every, at the edge of breakthrough. Did you remember Moses? A man that speaks to God face to face. Deuteronomy 34. Moses saw the promised land. Let's look at 34 verse 4 because of our time. Deuteronomy 34 verse 4. Deuteronomy 34. I'm not talking about the former husband. I'm talking about Moses. And the Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." He climbed the mountain. He saw it. He never entered. 3 weeks ago, after the first seven, I was somewhere out there when a woman I've never met before came to hold me and was crying. What was it? He said, "I woke up today and I heard the word of the Lord. I said, go to Estate Baptist Church, and I came here, and everything you preach was for me," and gave me stories of almost 7 or 8 miscarriages, and at the end of it, had a child, on the day of the naming, the child died, at the age of it. Brethren, there are battles everywhere. Most of you have not thought about it. There are, all around. Sometimes then it's one of those things, I'm still young. You have said, "I'm still young," now you are old, still battling the same thing. When something great is about to happen, something just activates an evil. Are we seeing, church? Hello, are we seeing, church? You know, sometimes you can be so close to good things, but it does not come to pass. Sometimes, in spite of all your efforts, you do not go beyond a certain point, no matter what. No matter what. About church members tell me something they have achieved after we have prayed and prayed in church, that nobody in their lineage, nobody in their village, sometimes nobody in their local government has achieved it. Something raises its head up whenever they are about to break through. I pray for everyone here. Whatever raises his ugly head against you at the edge of your promised land, let the Lord arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. See, the Bible spoke about the Midianites in Judges chapter 6. The Midianites in Judges chapter 6 will wait. Israel will plant. Israel will water. The plant will grow. At the point of harvest, they will come en masse and destroy everything. You know Herod. Herod destroyed the enemy in infancy. And it even looks better. But at the edge of the harvest, the Midianite came and destroyed. So that's why the Bible said, there is an effective door. There is an effectual door. That there is an adversary. There is an adversary. Can we pray together? Lord, every adversary at my finishing line, oh Lord, arise. Send your angels and remove them from my finishing line. Let's pray. Every adversary, oh Lord, at my finishing line, every adversary at my finishing line, oh Lord, arise, remove them from there, arise, remove them, arise, 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 and remove them, arise, and remove them, arise, and remove them, arise, arise, and remove them, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me describe that kind of adversary. You know, there are adversaries that do not trouble you at the start of a journey. They do not trouble at the middle of a journey. But at the edge of a journey, they arise. They are the enemies that brings about technicalities. They don't have any point, but they bring about technicalities. They are the enemy that do not stop you from praying, but strike when your prayers are about to be answered. They are the adversary that make you see opportunities, but they make sure you don't benefit from the opportunities. I've shared before a story I read about a man that has been looking for a job for a long time. And after praying hard, one day for the first time, he passed a test and was invited for an interview. And it was on the third floor. And he entered the lift. And the lift spoiled. They did everything to open the lift. They could not open the lift until the interview finished. When the interview finished, the lift opened. When he rushed to get to the office, they said, "You came late. And we have already taken who we wanted to take." Whoever waits for you on the day of your joy to strike you suddenly, let the Lord arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. You know, they are the enemy that fight desperately and vehemently to hinder your breakthrough when it is around the corner. They are the enemy that delay, they hinder, they stop the will and purpose and blessing of God for you. They are the enemies that put stumbling blocks on your pathway to destiny. They are the enemy that make people to sleep on the way to sleep. I shared a story, it's in the first service, about a discussion with a friend of mine yesterday when we were discussing education, and told me about a girl that was attending one of the top schools in Abuja. SS3 had gotten admission to a university abroad and all expense paid, full scholarship, which is rare for undergraduate, full scholarship. But then she was caught using a phone in the school where they are not supposed to use the phone. In fact, they had to send for the parents to come. It was the mother that came. The mother did not have transport fare. It was the PTA people that gathered money for the mother to come by plane for the first time in her life to come to school. When they saw the situation of the mother, they pitied the mother and said, "Okay, she has done this for once. We let it go." They signed papers, she got scholarship. After she got scholarship, they still caught her again with phone. The school wrote to the university abroad and said, "We are the one that said we can vouch for her character. We can't vouch for her character. She lost the scholarship, lost the academics, the admission, lost going abroad, lost everything because phone." Who was she talking to? Every power waiting for you at the edge of your breakthrough, let the Lord arise and disgrace them. Let the Lord arise and disgrace them. Let the Lord arise and disgrace them. This adversary wastes your time. They waste your effort. They waste your labor. They waste your destiny. They wear you down. They weaken your strength. You know, sometimes you are just tired. Bodily, you are not tired. But within you, subconsciously, you are just tired because every time it looks as if you are hitting the wall. You are hitting the wall. You have prayed. You have done everything humanly possible. And everything instructed. You have done midnight prayer. You have done midday prayer. You have fasted. You have done everything. And you are tired. And then at the edge of it, I can't count the number of people that have told me, "Pastor, I'm almost there. I will call you tomorrow. I will call you tomorrow evening. I will call you tomorrow evening. I will call you tomorrow evening." Lord, we bless your name. We thank you. We have a member of this church that had issues, joined the church and started praying. We were praying. And in 6 months' time, she was everything. God cleared the way, made room for him. And then he wanted to get married. I didn't, well, I'm not sure of any marriage affected. Wedding, I didn't go to the wedding. I didn't know the wedding was elaborate for somebody that was struggling a year ago. And the Lord has changed everything. And that at that wedding was where the enemy raised his head and said, "Ah, so the guy had money. Oh, it is the money. Oh, that money that was missing at that old place of work. Ah, Naim still have." That was it. After the wedding, up till now, there has been no peace. One court case or the other, one lie or the other against him. Why? And you have been suffering. God just opened one small door. You went back home to feel that you came from Abuja. Now we be all in all. And everything. So, I've counseled many people in church. Many people. Do this thing quickly. Get married quickly. No. We want to plan well. We want to do this. The wedding's never held. Never. Never. Is it marriage you want or party? We can always do parties after. 10 years after, we can do party. Many people know their background. They know the challenges they are facing. But they get to Abuja and forget everything. Who do you want to show up for? Who? I've told you, if you want wedding 10 p.m., I'm here to do it. Some people are in their mind, they are saying, God forbid. Okay. God has forbidden. If you want this 5 a.m., you go do one. Know your background. Know your battle. Live your life accordingly. I keep sharing about my colleague in the office that had a wedding on a Thursday. He had no best man, no nothing. He was going for the wedding when a friend of his was coming to see him at home and grabbed him and said, it's my wedding day. You are my best man. They went back home. He gave him his suit. That was how the guy became his best man. One of the best weddings I've ever attended in my life. We were not more than 40. The reception was in the garage. The groom side here, 20, 15, 20. The bride, 15, 20. There is nothing you do in a wedding that we not do. We are, in fact, because we are not more than 40, it was better. Know your background and work accordingly. Don't bring unnecessary battle upon yourself. Listen, it is not everybody that must learn or know about what is about to happen to you tomorrow. Hello. It is not everybody that must know about it. Sometimes your mother, your father must not know about it. Because your mother and father love you so much, when they hear about it, they take it to prayer meeting and say, please join me in prayer. They did not know. They thought they were looking for prayer. They did not know that they have exposed you to everybody. Are you here? Whatever strikes you when you are about to break through, let the Lord arise in anger and destroy them in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right arm and let's pray together. Pray. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Say, anything waiting for me on the day of my joy, anything waiting for me on the day of my expectation, anything waiting for me on the day of my laughter, waiting for me for evil, let the Lord arise and destroy. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise and destroy. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sit down. We'll pray soon. You know, the greatest battles are always at the border. I hope you know that. For some of us, the first time we traveled, knowing the problems people in our family have faced during traveling, even the food in the plane, we did not eat it. It was fasting. Because when they give you visa, they tell you, the immigration officer determines having passport does not matter. Having visa does not matter. It is the immigration officer at the entry point that determines if it should allow you in based on your visa. I hope you understand that. We have been there many times where they will put somebody by the side and say, sit down there. For no reason. So you are there, Shabaka, Labaka. When you are not even going to heaven. No be heaven, no. God have mercy on the black man. You want to go to somebody's country, you will fast and pray.
You want to go to your own village, you will fast and pray. You want to go to your own place of work, you will fast and pray. May God just deliver us. Are you not tired like I'm tired? I'm not tired. Everything, we must fight. We must fight. We must fight. Abba. This is what Ivoma go just do. Close eyes. Aho, na wow, na battle, na everything. See, the greatest battles are always at the border. The greatest battles are always at the border. Because the border is a gate. The border is a strong point. The border is a spiritual gate. The border makes you change your level. The border makes you cross into another land, into another phase. There are great battles at the border. So when you are about getting to the border point, know and get prepared for the battle. Are we here? Can I chip in quickly? Even though it's not in line with you, as a warning, please. Battles come after celebration. Check throughout the Bible. Check the children of Israel. After they defeat an enemy, after they do something, there's a battle waiting. Don't celebrate too much. Celebrate and be watchful. Can I advise you? Be cautious. Be watchful. Keep your mouth shut. Fem. Is it fem we call it? Fem it. Families. There are envy all around. Sometimes the Lord wishes that you know what some people are saying behind you. Listen to me. You are some people's rivals, even though you don't know. But within them, they have marked you as a rival. Do you know that some people ask information about you from your children? Train your children not to talk to people on any necessary. Hi, is mommy. When is mommy traveling next? They are asking your children. Your children, they are innocent. They say, mommy said next week. They are cruel people all around you. They see themselves as rivals and competitors. You don't know. Are you here? Don't train your children not only not to open door. There's a door of the mouth also. That must not be open at all times. Rivalry. David was declared anointed to be king. Saul rose up against him until he died. There are many people that see you as a rival in your place of work. I beg you, please, in your place of work. Many see you as a rival. Even though they are, in fact, they are close to you because they are your rival. And you see them as a friend. I'm talking from the point of counseling, deliverance, and personal experiences. When I was in the bank, our banking software has a messaging part. It's an old bank. It does this. It has a messaging part where you can chat with each other on it, on the banking software itself. So a colleague had a problem with it. So they asked me to come on. So I came and I worked on it. It was the messaging part that was faulty. So I worked on it. So I worked on it and the messaging part came up. And I decided to read the messages on it. The enemy is at your back door. When I read, they were writing about me. And another colleague of ours. I read like a month or 3 months messages. I went to Aribai. I didn't know how to respond. I was shaking. Human beings are terrible, sir. I still remember now. If you check what is on from people's WhatsApp about you, you'll be shocked. And they are the closest person near you. Then learn to separate an envious rival from a complimentary worker, a complimentary colleague that compliments your effort in the office. Learn. It's not everybody that comes to learn in your shop that is there to learn, sir. It is not. let your eyes be open. Are we here, sir? I don't like this kind of message, but the truth has to be told. I don't like message that makes you suspicious of everybody. I'm not suspicious of anybody because I do the right thing. I pray the right prayers. I block the right places. I live my life plain. If you try it, you will not live to share what you do against me because I've suffered much in the past. So I'll be able to pray some prayers into the future. Anybody that spend my money, drink my water, eat my food, stay in my house, you know now, if we don't pray before and you stand against me, it can happen to you. Don't live your life looking back, whatever. Greater is he that is in you than he. But all what I'm saying is that don't be the source of the battle that is waiting for you at the edge of your breakthrough. This thing also comes by what we call automatic failure mechanism. There are some charms and curses that are pronounced on people's life that activate failure. I don't know where I shared it about somebody that I ministered to, that the family was against their wedding and somehow they got married. When the woman is with her husband in that particular town, she goes depressed. When she leaves the place for medical attention, and she leaves, before she gets the place for medical attention, she becomes very normal. When she goes back to the husband's house, there is calamity and a problem. There was a trigger that was triggering evil in the house. Can we just pray? Can we just pray? Can we just pray? Can we just pray? Can you say, whatever is monitoring my life? Say, anybody, any power, any spirit monitoring my life, whatever they are using to monitor my life, let them perish together. Whoever is monitoring me, spirit, person, body, monitoring me, whatever they are using to monitor me, gadget, mirror, together, let them perish. 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 Together, let them perish. Together, let them perish. Together, let them perish. Can we present any information that the enemy has about me? Let it become useless. 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 Whatever information the enemy has against me and has about me, let it become useless. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray together and say, oh Lord, arise. Avenge me of any war, any opposition, any battle at the gates of my breakthrough, at the doors of my breakthrough, every adversary at the doors of my breakthrough. Arise, O Lord, destroy them. Arise, O Lord, disgrace them. Arise, O Lord, embarrass them. Arise, O Lord, bring them to an end. In the name of Etelebo Goria Bala, Agatala Bakaria Dada, Ebedebo Gotelebo Guria, Rabakatala Bakaria Dada. Maria telelebo Korea da, eketelebo Maria, ariketelelelebo Maria, akataleba Korea, mazanta pakare, eria da da da, makatalaba erebo, maribo Korea da da. In the name of Jesus, can we pray? Every near success syndrome, come to an end in my life. Come to an end. 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 Every near success syndrome, come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Last week, I read about a testimony about a pastor sharing in his church. The pastor is in New York, an African pastor in New York, sharing a testimony in one of his books about a member of a church that has waited to have a child for 14 years. They have prayed as a church, has been a member of a church, prayed for like 14 years, and then she became pregnant. Everybody was excited. 9 months praying, excited. And then she gave birth. And then they gave birth to a stillbirth. 14 years of waiting. But the church said, no, we can't wait for 14 years. Wait for 9 months and it will be a stillbirth. They started praying and the child sneezed and came back to life.
I pray for you. Whoever is waiting for your day of joy to strike you, let the Lord arise and strike them. 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 Say after me, say any power wasting my effort, wasting my labor, wasting my joy, wasting my miracle, say Lord arise against you. Let the Lord arise and strike them. 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 Any power against my effort, against my joy. Oh, Lord, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and strike them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's pray. Any rope tying me to misfortune and disappointment, cut off. Cut off, cut off, cut off. Any rope tying me to every misfortune, to disappointment, cut off, cut off, cut off. Let them be cut off. Any rope tying me to misfortune. Any rope tying me to disappointment. Cut off, cut off, cut off. They 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 cut off. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Did you not hear stories of people about that is about to retire, that are saved and saved and carry his pension and everything, and somebody say there's a business you should do? A business. And then all the pension money and everything he has worked for, they carry all the money away. I pray for everyone here. Everything you have worked hard for, the enemy shall not take it away. In the name of Jesus, your effort shall not be wasted. Say with me, say any wasting power, any wasting spirit, wasting evil, wasting demon, assigned against my life. Oh Lord, arise, waste them, waste them. Let the Lord arise and waste them. Oh Lord, arise, waste them, waste them, waste them. Let the Lord arise and 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 waste them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whoever is firing the arrow of error and mistake against you at the edge of your breakthrough, the thing is about to happen, then you make a mistake. The thing is about to happen, and you make a mistake. Look at that student I spoke to you about. Let's pray together. I pray for everyone here. Any arrow of mistakes and error shot against any area of your life, let it go back to sender. 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 In the name of Jesus, can you pray with me? Say every wickedness at the edge of my breakthrough, every manipulation at my breakthrough point, any harassment at the finishing line, expire today. Come to an end today. Expire today. Come to an end today. Manipulation, wickedness, harassment at the edge of my breakthrough. Manipulation, wickedness, harassment at the edge of my breakthrough. Come to an end. Expire. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the past, let me just share this. You know, if you pass, many people pass, you know, look at this place today. Many people have passed this place today. Many people. Do you know? This aisle has been taken by many people today. So if there is a cobweb on that aisle, they will have taken it away. But if you pass through this aisle now, and it looks as if cobweb is all over, it is not normal. You need to pray. And then what this cobweb says. These people, this place is dirty. This place is not dirty. Thousands of people have passed this way. Many of you, you pass a pathway in your house, around your house. You are going, many people have passed that way. Many cars have passed that way. But when you get there, see, I've been to people that it be as if they are using their hand to sweep it off, even when they come for prayers. That is the enemy saying you will not enter your promised land. It's cobweb. Cobweb is, lift your hand up. I pray for anyone here. Any cobweb attack against your destiny, let them be roasted by fire. 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 ever represent the spider weaving cobwebs against you, let the hammer of the Lord destroy that spider. In the name of Jesus. I have a member of his church that in this. In fact, last week we were making fun of each other. In those days, see, before he sells one handkerchief, bros. Now 1 hour, 2 hours prayer in shop. Chalabaga. Everybody will be selling, he'll be there. Pray before he said one thing. It was cobweb attack all around him. Last week we were making fun of each other. He has broken through and the Lord has given him ease. I pray for you. Every evil battle, every battle against your prosperity, every battle against your abundance, every battle against the work of your hand, using cobweb power, let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is being done against your work, listen to me. Anyone that has been stagnant in the place of work, let the force of God move you from where you are now. In the name of Jesus, we command the force of favor, the force of mercy, the force of faith, the force of grace to move you to your promised land, into your inheritance. In the name of Jesus, you are laying hold of a prize. In the name of Jesus, the angels of God are helping you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Oh Lord, put the enemy to shame. Can we pray? In my life, every enemy against my breakthrough, arise, oh Lord. Put them to shame. Arise, 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 oh Lord. Behold my hand, behold my life. Every enemy of my life, arise, oh Lord. Put them to shame. Put them to shame. Put them to shame. In the name of Jesus, stretch your hand here. Any power prolonging your time in the wilderness, let them be disgraced suddenly. Every satanic arrest warrant over your life, we revoke them now. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants you to suffer before your glory appears, any power that wants you to cry before your glory appears, any power that wants you to die before your glory appears, any power that wants you to be miserable before your glory appears, let them die poverty. Let them die now. Let them perish now. Let them perish now. Let them perish now. In the name of Jesus. Every blessing that have delayed, let them come speedily to you. Let them come speedily to you. In the name of Jesus, we come by the blood of Jesus. We wipe away every bad luck, every misfortune, every disappointment, every failure working against your life. Let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, anything that has been released to you in the spirit realm that have not manifested physically, let them manifest this week. 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 In the name of Jesus, any strong man, any strong power waiting at the edge of a breakthrough, let the fire of the Lord bury them. Moses came and said, If you die a normal death, I'm not God. Say, God, don't let them die a normal death. I've not done anything against them. And the earth opened and swallowed them. Whoever is behind your battles at the edge of a breakthrough, whatever man, spirit, gang up against you, let the earth open and swallow all of them. In the name of Jesus. And conversely, whatever belongs to that have been buried anywhere, wherever they are buried, let it be vomited. Let them be vomited. Let them be vomited. Let them be vomited. Let them be vomited. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 35, 1 to 7 or 1 to 5. You are going to pray that and I leave here. Psalm 35. Psalm 35. Psalm 35. Psalm 35 is one of the psalms I pray when I'm not very angry. When I'm angry, I go to Psalm 1. Let me leave that for now. Psalm 35. Psalm I read when I'm not very angry. Okay. Can we lift our right hand up? You are just going to be reciting it as it is. This one is of Abiodun Aribike. Papa David was one that wrote it. Lift your right hand up. Say, let's go. Contend. Let's go. Contend, oh Lord, with those who are you here? Are you ready to fight? Let me hear your voice. Let's go. Contend, oh Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise for my help. Where is the person now? Draw spear and javelin against my pursuer. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Verse 5. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord. Leave it on verse 5. Leave it on verse 5. Literally, let's pray. Let's pray this. Continue. Let's go. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let them be like chaff before the wind and the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let them be like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away. In the name of Jesus. 6 and 7. Let's continue. 6 and 7. Let's continue, sir. Let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord. Can we repeat it again? Let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord. Let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord. But let their ways be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Verse 6, verse 7. What is it? Verse 7 again. For without cause they hid their net for me. Without cause, they dug a pit for my life. Let's continue. Let destruction come upon him when he does not know it. And let the net that he had hid and snare him, let him fall into it. Repeat it again. Let destruction come upon him when he does not know it. And let the net that he hid and snare him, let him fall into it. For the last time, let destruction come upon him when he does not know it, and let the net that he hid and snare him. Every power fighting you at the edge of a breakthrough, let their noon become like midnight. In the name of Jesus, let the element fight against them. Let every creation fight against them. Let the Lord arise and fight against them. Let members of their own court arise and fight against them. Let members of their witchcraft group arise and fight against them. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. We put a mark upon them. Wherever they go to, let everything fight them. Did you hear me? We put a mark upon them, upon the situation, upon the spirit, upon the power, upon the rival, upon the envious enemy, whatever the air situation, whatever person, spirit, we don't care. We put a mark of terrible waste upon them. Wherever they go, let them be wasted. In the name of Jesus. But for you, you will rejoice. But for you, you will arise and you will shine. But for you, your hands will touch your inheritance. But for you, you will have a great testimony. But for you, the Lord is lifting up your head. But for you, you are breaking forth. You are breaking through. You are breaking out. In the name of Jesus. But for you, you are moving from glory to glory. But for you, your prayers are answered. Lift your two hands to him. Ask him for something. Just talk to me. Talk to me. That thing must be over, sir. Just talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Emi lo se yi fun o emi ni. Emi lo se yi fun o emi ni. Emi ton so po ti ton fun to wa so po ku fun. Emi lo se yi fun o emi ni.
Just talk to me, talk to me.
Emi lo se yi fun o emi ni. Emi lo se yi fun o emi ni. Eyin le se yi. Eyin le se yi o. Aye laye Olorun iya mi. Eyin le se yi o. Baba baba o baba agba. Baba baba o baba agba o. Oma. Mo ra awon akan ti ko fe da.
Ele mako tele mako ri adada.
Oluwa ba te oju ota mi mole. Mo ma lawon ara kan. Ojo to lohun o pa ni. Ironla. Aje to lohun o pa ni. Emi ri to lohun o pa ni. Adura lo le se. Adura lo le se.
Etele mo ko ri atala makata. Ede mo ko ri be ke ri adada. La bakaria telele mo ko ri adada. Ebeke tele mo ko ri adada. Ibelele o guri amala la dadada bakaria.
We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah, me de run up the cow.
Inelebo koria balama zitala bakaria. Ibelebo kuria nana makata. Ebetetelebo koria dadada bakaria da.
We thank you. We magnify your name. We bless you. You will lift your right hand and you will begin to make declaration. I did not ask you to request and plead. I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking out. I'm carrying the baby. I'm having that result. I'm having that job. Can you prophesy? Can you prophesy? Can you prophesy?
Okay, Lord, by anointing. Lebele mokuria talaba. Ege tele bo koria aria dada. Ebe re de 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 bo koria. Abakata la ba erebo. Maria tele bo koria. Clear away, clear away, clear away, clear away. Let my path be smooth. Let my path be smooth. Let the Lord clear away every crooked way.
Ere de 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 bo koria. Makata la bataria da 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 da. Ebere de 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 bokuria. Rabakata. Ebekete le bokuria karia. Eria da 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 da. Makata. My time is now.
No more postponement.
My time is now.
My time is now.
Alagbara lo lorun mi.
Can you just lift your hands and just thank Him? Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just bless His name. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. The only cry you will cry from now on will be tears of joy. From now on, it will only be tears of joy. It will only be tears of joy. It will only be tears of joy. It will only be shout of victory. It will only be shout of victory. It will only be shout of victory. It will only be sound of breakthroughs. It will only be sound of breakthroughs. It will only be sound of breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, we thank you. Listen to me. You are blessed beyond any cost. You are established beyond any oppression. You are lifted beyond any terror. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Show for your hand for the blessing. Okay, please, if you are watching Bob for the second time, we have an information and a gift for you. There are people waiting for you at that part of the church. Just stand up and see them after we receive the blessing. Can we receive the blessing? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you.
Amen.
May the Lord be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift His countenance of favor upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. You are being empowered. Divine enablement for you. Divine grace for you. In the name of Jesus. The force of favor is moving you ahead. The force of favor is taking you to promised land. The force of favor is making you to be helped. In the name of Jesus. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall draw the praise of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.